Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
The Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery at 749. Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop alongside him, Kevin Ingram, Jonathan Schaefer, our producer. Vanderbilt coach Tim Corbin coming up at 8:17. Talk about the Vandy Duke series, which starts tonight.
Maybe starts tonight.
Bring in from Fox, Tennessee, and the neutral zone right here on The Zone, Christopher Martell. Talk a little hockey for a few minutes. Chris, what's going on this morning?
Not much, gentlemen. How are y'all doing?
We're good. First of all, I'd like to apologize on behalf of the show for the comparison to Andy Ruiz back earlier in the week. I'm sorry.
Sold me out.
You know what? He is the heavyweight champion of the world. I watched that fight, and I'll take the comparison. I will eat a Snickers bar gladly to have that
comparison. There you go. How crazy is it the St. Louis Blues are within a win of the Stanley Cup, especially based on where they were just a few months ago?
You know, I said it last night, but if you were to tell me January 1st, that the St. Louis Blues would be one win away from a Stanley Cup final, I'd have laughed in your face. I mean, January 1st, they were the worst team in the league. They had the worst record. And here they are. I mean, people could say, well, they benefited from a really, really bad missed call. But, you know, to be honest with you, St. Louis has taken over this series and being one win away. It's just a great story. And to be honest with you, I think St. Louis is going to be a very magical place Sunday. It's going to be hopping, that entire environment is.
How much is going on right now behind the scenes with David Poile for potential moves, you think?
You know, I would say they're definitely probably getting ready for it. They know that there's going to have to be some moves that are going to have to be made. You know, they had talked about it prior that there's going to have to be some kind of adjustments, especially either systematically or on the roster. To make sure what happened this season probably doesn't happen again. They hired Dan Lambert to potentially oversee the power play. And I think that's a good move. I really don't know how it's going to translate from the WHL to the NHL, because he ran the WHL's best power play for a couple of seasons now. But this is also two leagues removed from the NHL level, so I'm a little concerned at how that's going to translate to the Predators. That being said, though, I think they know they're going to have to get at least one top six forward into their lineup. I don't really think the addition of Mikael Granlund is going to be all that they need. I think they definitely need someone else coming into free agency. It's just a matter of how much it's going to cost.
Our guest is Christopher Martell. You can hear him right here on The Zone, on the neutral zone.
Well, speaking of cost there, if you had to roll the dice and gamble, Chris, maybe your mortgage, I don't know, maybe something to that extent that's important to you. Who do you say is not going to be on the team next year that's a vital piece as of today?
Well, you know, as much as I want it to happen, and I wrote about this yesterday on Fox Sports Tennessee, but I really think that Matt Duchene is very much likely not going to happen. And the reason I say this is that what's going to have to happen is there's going to have to be at least one player is going to have to leave the team to accommodate Matt Duchene. Just you look at what he's probably going to cost. He's probably going to cost between $8 to $9 million. And I know the hubbub is, well, Matt Duchene's always wanted to play Nashville. Well, that's great. But unless he takes himself a very serious discount, or Nashville trades a piece away like Kyle Turris to accommodate it, it's going to be very hard to put a Matt Duchene on the Nashville roster. It just cost-wise, I don't know how it's going to, how it's entirely going to be possible. But I'd love to see him in Nashville. I really feel deep down, and that's probably going to be the one player who a lot of people want to see, but it's just not going to happen.
What do you think about in the Blues or Bruins game there, the slew foot or the leg whip there, the missed call, and how much that really impacted the actual game there and then the goal. And then, you know, if you're looking at it, it probably would have been a power play goal, guy being on the bench and everything else. How much do you think that affected not only that game, but this series?
Well, you know, I don't necessarily think it affected. Well, I mean, the St. Louis got 3-2 series lead now, but you look at the play, and then no more than 10 seconds later, St. Louis scores their second goal of the night. So instead of being up 1-0 with a guy with Tyler Bozak in the box, they're now up 2-0, and it's back to 5-on-5 play. So I think that call definitely affected the game itself. Boston got within one, but to be honest with you, I mean, that call is going to be the call that people are going to look at and be like, well, that ruined Boston's season right there. To be honest with you, if Boston would have scored on any one of their dozen of chances before that trip, we wouldn't be talking about it. You can look at officiating until you're blue in the face, and I say this all the time about officiating. One bad call doesn't negate the play of a team over the course of 60 minutes. So, you know, you can sit there and say, well, that was a horrible call. Yeah, it was a horrible call, but it doesn't negate the fact that the Bruins couldn't score more than one goal. So I don't think in the long run it's going to be overly looked at as the reason that St. Louis could potentially win a Stanley Cup.
Chris, how much do you think Turris's value went up with his play at the World Championships and, you know, maybe make it easier for the Predators to offload him?
I think general managers who look at Kyle Turris know what his value is. And I think they knew what his value was before the World Championship, and they're even more situated with what his value is after the World Championship. So I think what Kyle Turris did, his point totals, his ability to play with multiple different players at that particular level, really just showcased his ability again to any potential general manager that would want to potentially trade for a Kyle Turris and bring him on the team. So, you know, it didn't do anything but help Kyle Turris's resume. So I would really think that if there's a team out there that could potentially want to hit up the Predators and they say, hey, listen, what can we do to get a Kyle Turris on our team? I don't know what the relationship is between you and Turris now, but, you know, hey, we'd like to have him. I think it absolutely helps.
Philadelphia Flyers did it with Kevin Hayes. Do you think there's any chance David Poile flips a late-round draft pick to Columbus to get an exclusive negotiating window with Duchesne?
You know, I don't know why they would. I mean, you know, ever since for years, Matt Duchesne, everybody's known Matt Duchesne wants to play in Nashville. And Elliot Freeman from Sportsnet said the other day that Duchesne wants to play in Nashville. Aaron Portsline, the guy who covers the Blue Jackets for the Athletics, said Nashville is Duchesne's number one. So if all this information is coming out, and even if you knew something behind the scenes, why would you give up a draft pick for a guy that you know you're going to have a chance to at least discuss a contract with?
Christopher, thanks so much, man. We appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
My pleasure, guys. You do the same.
All right, we'll see you later. That's Christopher Martel, Fox, Tennessee, and, of course, the Neutral Zone. You can hear right here on 104.5 The Zone. Interesting stuff about the Preds and what's coming up this, in the near future once the Stanley Cup Final is done. 7:57 here on The Zone, the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Coming up next, a slew foot and a slew of controversy in that big win last night. More Wake Up Zone after this.